Paul Andvecker buzzing for Tuesday on the Daily Buzz. New research from the University of Arizona found a great therapy for depression. Could be rock climbing. In their research, 8 weeks of regular rock climbing eased depression symptoms from medium to mild. They say the sport doesn't allow time for climbers' minds to wander about things going on in their lives, so they have to focus on living, not falling. Sounds stressful to me. Well, Sharknado's back. Hits the Sci-Fi Channel August 6th. This year's installment is called Sharknado 5, Global Swarming. Make America Bait Again. All the regulars are back, and this year the cameos are amazing. Watch for Tony Hawk, Clay Aiken, Olivia Newton-John, Charo, Chris Catton, Brett Michaels, Gilbert Gottfried, Greg Louganis, and Kathy Lee Gifford. Who's who of celebrities in that silliness. Story over the weekend said U.S. retirees are flocking to Latin America, where living on an American fixed income could make you rich. They say in some Latin countries you can live an upper-class life for as little as $1,500 a month. New study also claims almost half of American seniors die broke. 46% of retirees die with less than $10,000 in savings. And if you look at single retirees, it's more like 57%. The study says the problem isn't a lack of inheritance you're leaving to your loved one. It's more about the sign of financial vulnerability during retirement. Well, happy birthday to the shopping cart. Last week was the 80th anniversary of the shopping cart. 1937, the first cart was rolled out at a Humpty Dumpty in Oklahoma City. The first version was a shopping basket screwed onto a folding chair that just had wheels added to the legs. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andvecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. New survey has people rank the best type of donuts. And apparently people are more basic than we thought, because the number one happens to be the most generic one of all. Glazed. In the top five, chocolate frosted, Boston cream, yum, chocolate with sprinkles, and maple. Jellies way down the list with powdered and custard filled. There's a house for sale right now that's half in Vermont and half in Quebec. It's listed for $109,000 but needs a lot of work. Couple who owns it say they've gotten to know the border agents who work nearby, but when a new one starts, it can cause issues. On the bright side, the house is definitely safe with all that security around. The house is 3,010 square feet, has 9 bedrooms, 5 bathrooms, and as mentioned, it needs a lot of TLC. Google search it if interested. The cops and a hazmat team went to Disneyland in California last week after 17 people in the park were sprayed with mystery poop. I figured out it was from geese flying over. The Anaheim police clarified no crime occurred. Disney apparently gave them appropriate accommodations to, quote, clean up after the event. Yeah. Mosquito bites. It's the season. We got to deal with them. But here are a couple of hacks that might help you find more comfort in the discomfort. Take a Benadryl. At the core, you're dealing with an allergic reaction, so it can help with all that itching. Put toothpaste on them. Actually, calamine lotion's better, but toothpaste can help with the itching. Put aloe on. That seems to help with itching and swelling. Also helps them heal. And treat them with salt water. Or really, salt paste. Put a little bit of water on the bite just to get it wet, then rub some salt on it. Might sting at first, but it should help with the itching. There are also a few things you can do to reduce the number of mosquitoes around your house. They have to do with standing water. Clean out your gutters. Fill in any holes in your yard. Get rid of anything that might collect water, like if you have a wheelbarrow. Make sure you store it upside down. Well, I guess Hank's back. Hank Jr. will be singing before Monday Night Football again. They fired him 6 years ago after he made some remarks about President Obama. Now the network says let bygones be bygones. And are you ready for some football? Returns September 11th. Network calls it the most iconic sports music of all time. South Haven Rotary collecting floats for the 4th of July parade in South Haven. In other words, if you've got a float or a band or unit that would like to be in the parade, you need to get your application in. You can obtain one by calling 637-1104 or stop at the South Haven Chamber of Commerce office. The parade is on the 4th of July, 11 o'clock. Again, if you'd like an application, call 637-1104 or stop at the South Haven Area Chamber of Commerce. Knucklehead news out of Florida, Merritt Island, Florida, where a guy was arrested after calling 911 to get a ride to Hooters. He told police dispatch that he had to get to the restaurant immediately because his grandmother had just suffered a stroke in the parking lot. The police officer dropped him off, but then spent a couple hours looking for Grandma. Well, they eventually did find her, not at the Hooters, in a totally different location. And she said she was absolutely fine. She never had any issues, never called anyone for help. So now the guy's being charged with misuse of 911. Knucklehead. That's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. If you see something that is buzzable, please let me know. Send it to me, paul at wcsy.com. You can drop it off here at the station on M140 in South Haven. Maybe give me a message on Facebook or Twitter. Fax is 637-2675. Podcasts of the Daily Buzz available 24/7 on the website at wcsy.com. You can also find me on iTunes. Just search The Daily Buzz. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift, and that's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Landecker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.